This is Dr. Michael Wilkes with a second opinion.
Mrs. Rivera has been in the hospital for nearly a week. Every morning, the blood draw team comes and takes her blood, and they do the same many evenings. This morning, on rounds, the doctors told Mrs. Rivera that she's developed some anemia. In other words, she has a shortage of healthy red blood cells. Her son is a doctor, and he was at her bedside. He asked the doctors why they were drawing so much blood. They explained that she had several conditions that they needed to monitor. He took out a pen from his pocket and calculated in the back of an envelope how much blood they have taken from her over the course of a week. It was over a liter. He then explained that with that much blood being removed, it is no wonder that she's anemic. They stood around silently. Then he asked what they were monitoring, since her condition was actually stable and she was ready for discharge. They named some medical tests like a white blood cell count. He asked, "Do you really think those tests will change from one day to the next?" "I guess not," offered one of the doctors. The problem here is that blood is being ordered without considering all angles. Expert groups recommend against performing repetitive blood tests in the face of a stable patient. Mrs. Rivera was indeed very stable. Research shows that frequent or excessive blood draws can have negative consequences that far outweigh any benefits. Negative consequences include hospital-caused anemia, which can then result in blood transfusions, which are themselves risky. Blood draws can hurt, they can disrupt people's sleep, and they can increase hospital costs. At Mount Sinai Hospital in New York City, by regularly reviewing requests for blood draws, doctors were able to make a significant drop in testing. But it required constantly reminding doctors to review their labs. You see, many orders for lab tests are written to be recurring, so they get done whether or not they are actually needed. And it's no surprise that doctors have a hard time remembering to check each patient's blood orders. So rather than asking doctors to remember to do something every single day, hospitals have implemented passive changes, such as requiring that labs can only be ordered for 24 hours at a time, rather than for multiple days in a row. Interestingly, mindfulness has also been very useful. Many of us doctors go through our days on autopilot. Being mindful means thinking about what and why we are doing things. It means slowing down. So what some doctors are being trained to do is to take regular timeouts, take a deep breath, and review each patient's need for laboratory testing. Not only does this mindfulness improve patient satisfaction, but it greatly reduced hospital costs without changing the person's length of stay or their discharge date. If for no other reason, we ought to work hard to reduce unnecessary laboratory testing for the sake of our patients. This is Dr. Mike Wilkes with a second opinion.